T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. Let's get to our top local story now. Well, if you live in Beverly Hills or if you visit there, chances are you are on camera, or you've been on camera at least. Surveillance cameras in the city of Beverly Hills, they are everywhere. It's one of the most surveilled cities in the world, and now the city is planning to add even more.
The city started adding surveillance cameras in 2005. Now there are about 2,000 of them across Beverly Hills. Police say the cameras have helped solve and deter crime. Civil libertarians, though, worry about the invasion of privacy, especially when talking about people of color. Shobita Parthasayathy is an expert on technology and on public policy at the University of Michigan.
Often we think technical is subjective, and therefore it's more fair, but it's actually no more fair than any other technology because, as I said, humans are always in the loop.
Meaning humans bring their biases into the process. But one man I talked to in the city today says he has no problems with surveillance cameras.
Keep an eye on everything, keep everybody safe.
And a woman who works in town agrees with him. She thinks the surveillance system makes the city safer, regardless of invasion of privacy concerns or not. In Beverly Hills, John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
What's being called the state's largest gathering of crime victims is being held in Sacramento, and dozens of Southern California residents are planning to attend the 9th annual Survivors Speak Conference. It actually kicks off today. It includes a rally, march, and vigil honoring lost loved ones. Participants are calling for increased investment in healing and crime prevention. More than 600 people expected to attend this two-day event, which wraps up tomorrow with a protest at the state capitol. The former head of the Los Angeles DWP executive staff is being sentenced today for his role in a bribery scandal. David Wright admitting to accepting bribes from a lawyer in exchange for supporting a $30 million no-bid DWP contract. He now faces up to 10 years in prison when he faces a federal judge. That'll be this afternoon. The lawyer in the case, Paul O. Paradis, pleaded guilty to a federal bribery count and is still awaiting sentencing. Voting now underway at two Starbucks locations in Long Beach as workers decide if they want to unionize. Workers at the store started voting today on whether to join the Starbucks Workers Union United. The votes are expected to be counted by May 13th. The vote comes after two Starbucks in Anaheim filed petitions last month seeking union representation. The rapper Megan Thee Stallion speaking out now about being shot by fellow rapper Tory Lanez. She spoke with CBS News.
I was really scared because I had never been shot at before. And I looked down at my feet because I wasn't even... The adrenaline is pumping so hard. I'm not sure if he hit me. Like, I feel it, but I don't understand what's happening.
The shooting happened in the Hollywood Hills back in July 2020, and Lanez has since pleaded not guilty to assault and weapons charges. The case is expected to go to trial in September. Chris Rock's mother now reacting to her son being slapped by Will Smith at this year's Oscars ceremony. Rose Rock telling NBC News in South Carolina that he, being her son Chris, is still processing what happened.
When Will slapped Chris, he slapped all of us, but he really slapped me.
Why do you say that?
Because when you hurt my child, you hurt me.
She says so many things could have happened after that slap, from Chris falling and hitting his head on the stage to Will Smith being taken away in handcuffs. Rose Rock, also very critical of Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. She says Jada Pinkett Smith was laughing after the slap, or at the slap. A small Catholic university in Rancho Palos Verdes is working to find a new school for all of its students. Officials at Marymount California University say the school is closing its doors. The school has struggled with declining enrollment, rising costs, and the COVID pandemic, of course. It's a 54-year-old campus. It'll close its doors for good August 31st after its summer term. It has about 500 full-time students and 140 full-time faculty members. An Orange County man has a date in court come Friday to answer to charges that he threatened the company that publishes the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Prosecutors say Jeremy Hansen of Rossmore was angry about the company's decision to change the definition of several words related to gender identification. The threats from last October forced Merriam-Webster to close its offices for 5 days. The Orange County Register says Hansen suffers from developmental disorders.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.